This is JRS News. Coming up, over 1 million to experience improved water supply, local farmers to benefit from Canadian Hunger Foundation project, and Jamaica to be top country in renewable energy usage in the region by 2015. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
Jamaicans from all walks of life,
we must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
To that.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must. Hey.
Ease upon the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
Now the news. More than 1 million Jamaicans are to benefit from improved water supply under a $1 billion tank and pump rehabilitation project being implemented by the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change. Water Minister Robert Pickersgill says contract documents for the procurement of pumps and the drafting of bill of quantities are in place for the repair and replacement of tanks. 52 wells have also been identified for rehabilitation, 11 of which have already been inspected by the Rural Water Supply Limited.
This project, Mr. Speaker, is being implemented in two phases. Phase one, which is currently underway, will result in a reduction in energy cost of approximately $250 million annually, as well as improvements in the water supply to over 1 million Jamaicans at a cost of $1 billion. For this financial year.
The tank and pump rehabilitation project will address unreliability issues and increase storage capacity to offset adverse effects of drought on affected communities. Local farmers and food processors are among over 28,000 in 8 Caribbean countries who will be assisted by the Canadian Hunger Foundation, the CHF, over the next 6 years. Under the project, farmers will get help to tap into markets being targeted to absorb produce and products valued at $10 billion. The promotion of regional opportunities for produce through enterprise and linkages propel project is a $2 billion undertaking aimed at significantly reducing the Caribbean's food imports. This by enhancing the quantity and quality of the region's agricultural outputs through a range of measures. These include providing technical training to farmers, establishing agricultural demonstration plots, and improving and expanding farm operations. The initiative will also provide targeted support for an additional 1,500 young entrepreneurs to undertake farming or agro-processing businesses. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell says by mid-2015, Jamaica will be the top country in the region with regards to its use of renewable energy. He says increased focus is being placed on the use of solar, hydropower and wind energy on the island.
There will be no other country that can match Jamaica next year when, in addition to the 40 or so megawatts of wind that we now generate, plus about 20 megawatts of hydropower, we are going to be introducing 78 additional megawatts of the massive solar facility in the Caribbean, 24 megawatts, and the 2 additional wind facilities in Jamaica.
Minister Paulwell was addressing the ATL Panasonic Energy Forum in New Kingston Wednesday. The additional 78 megawatts of energy will be generated from 2 wind projects, offering a total of 58 megawatts, with the remaining 20 megawatts to come from solar. And the National Water Commission, the NWC, will be implementing several strategies to reduce its high energy usage. These initiatives include the use of alternative energy and the replacement of old inefficient pumps. The NWC will also be rehabilitating tanks and outfitting them with the necessary controls to prevent losses. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says these are crucial as the NWC is responsible for approximately 5% of the total energy consumed in the country.
National Water Commission, like any other business, faces many challenges, including the high cost of energy. The agency consumes nearly one half of all the electricity used in the public sector and approximately 5% of the total energy consumed in the country. This is due in particular to the need to pump water to elevated areas of the country. Every month, the NWC pays the JPSCO approximately $550 million for electricity supply.
Minister Pickersgill was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives recently. That was the JRS News. I'm Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.